And he looks at me and says, I know you do, and thank you. You know, guys, it doesn't matter what they spit in your face. They cuss you. They take advantage. But it's hate in the drugs, the addictions that's driving these people. It's not that person, because that person that I'm talking to is not the one I know. It's the one that's buried under all the hurt and pain that he has received. So we look past all that, and we look at the person with the eyes of Christ, and we say, Christ loves no matter what, and we love also. As far as I'm concerned, I can't go through a pain like Jesus did. He went through a great pain for me, being whipped and on the cross. I'll never go through that kind of pain. So if he can endure all that beating for me, I can endure mouth lashing. Are you understanding this? I don't know where I'm at. Always remember, strife never connects to love, and strife connects to confusion. Unforgiveness connects to darkness. Fear connects to the spirit of fear. Faith connects to the spirit of faith. Hate connects to the spirit of hate. Love connects to the spirit of love. Sin connects to the spirit of sin, which is death. Repentance connects to the spirit of forgiveness, which is eternal life. We are not hate vessels. We are love vessels. If Jesus went through that cross for you, which he did, then you can endure whatever happens to you on this earth. How do you think these young kids that are trafficked, how do you think they feel? You know, when you're into perversion and you're watching some adult having sex with a child, do you ever stop to think what pain that child is going through? Do you ever stop to think how you drooling over that has caused that child to probably never be the same ever again? Because I read when they're getting these kids out of the trafficking, they'll never be right. Their minds are so messed up from the abuse that they... And see, if the people that's into perversion wasn't looking at pornography, they couldn't sell that stuff. You're causing that child to have pain. I have a hard time with that. The reason why I did is because I had a grandfather who was always trying to molest me. And I knew how I felt when he was trying. It's not fun. It's not nice. And as I look at my life, I run the gamut. I think God's made me go through everything that you could possibly go through and still love and still walk upright. Still don't get into addictions. You don't get into hate. Are you understanding this? You haven't gone through anything yet. You haven't gone through what Jesus went through. So why don't you turn your life around and quit hating? Get out of your addictions. Get out of your mess and just walk in the love of Christ. I love my grandson with all my heart, and I tell him that all the time. Sometimes it makes me so mad I like to knock him on the head, but that doesn't take away my love for him. And I say I get upset with him because he stays in that addiction, but that doesn't take my love away from him just because I'd like to smack him and because he knows better. He's a better person than that. You know, and I know some of you in here, you have kids that have gone the wrong way, and you've taught them right, and it hurts, doesn't it, to watch them destroy themselves? And I'm quite sure you're like me. You lay in bed at night and you cry. And you, because you see what Satan's doing to them, and God has so much more for them, so much more. So, guys, why don't we learn to love? Why don't we just get out of this hate and all this dumb stuff we do? And just let's learn to love. If you want, the altar's open tonight, where if you know that you're not walking in the love walk the way you ought, and you know that hate does have a hold on you, if you want, you come up. I can guarantee you that God will place an anointing on you that to destroy that yoke of hate is to set you on that path. And I'm hearing God say, where you will blossom in the love of Christ. So that's what the altar is open for tonight. you know, we're in a new year, new beginning. Why don't we just totally and completely cast all the other junk out of our lives and let's just walk in the newness of Christ, right? Instead of lust, let's have love. Instead of jealousy and strife, let's have love. You guys are bigger than what you think you are.